Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Keisha Coast of Dating Satan. This is season one, episode Dating Satan from a male perspective. On today's episode, the misconception on the first series of dating that Dating Satan is a man. Satan is not always a man in a relationship. Sometimes, it's highly likely the woman is Satan. So on today's episode, we have EA, Eric Allen from Analyze This Podcast. Then we have Patrick Omar, Cox, out of New York.
No, me.
We're going to start today's episode with a question, fellas, about their experience with dating Satan. So if your experience with dating Satan, quickly introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you, Keish, Rajneesh, for having me on the show. You know, my name is EA. I represent, you know, the Mental Health Counselors and Addiction Counselors of America. Streaming on all platforms, Analyze This Topic. Just hashtag it, Google it. You'll find me somewhere. You see this pretty face. So, yeah, so far as the Satan and dating Satan, you know, I'm a God-fearing man. So it's hard. It was hard for me to find a dating Satan story. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a lover. I know how to pour into a woman. I know how to make it work. But I got a Satan story for you, for sure. I was dating this chick before I got married. I'm married now. But before I got married, I was dating this chick, man, and she knew my wife. She knew my wife now, and she started doing the most, like, you know, we was doing things behind my wife's back before we got married, and she just, man, she started coming to my house. She started stalking. She started, man, it was too much. So the moral to the story was I had to keep my love parts to myself. Like that is the strongest drug on earth. Sex is the strongest drug on earth. And if you got good sex, I guarantee you, you're going to have a lot of Satans in your world. They guarantee. So these days, I'm just a one woman man. There's no more Satan stories. I'm married. I'm to a beautiful woman. And there it is.
Now, when you heard, was this back in the social media era? When Black Planet space, or this was way before social media?
It was like I'm from a different generation. Like, we didn't have social media. I'm glad, because social media, I would have been hung. They would have killed me straight up. Like, it's just too close for comfort. You know, everybody knows everybody now, and people getting in people's DMs, and it's just a madhouse. So all my stories come from, you know what I'm saying, screenshots. Oh my God, they be saving your DMs and stuff, so you can't even get at a chick in her DM no more, because she'll put you on blast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shit, after today, all my Satan shit is current.
Hello. You said
current, as in ongoing.
Not question, EA. Yo, quick question, your former dating Satan, have you seen her since you've been married?
I have. She's actually, I'm from a small town. You know, it's like four stoplights in this town. And everybody knows everybody. So she's still like active. And I'm an event planner. I do, you know, shows in the community. So it's like, it's impossible to get away from me. So these days I just smile. I just, you know, I'm a happy camper, man. I show my ring everywhere I go, and I just try to, you know, stay out the way.
Smart man.
So Patrick, since you have current dating Satans, go ahead and introduce yourself about your experience with dating Satan.
Patrick Omar, New York City.
Hey!
Jamaican, Trinidadian, born in Germany, you know, speak all the seven languages.
Damn.
You know, orthopedic surgery, you know, DJ, photographer, chef, all the above, jack of all trades, master of all trades.
Hello.
No, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, my dating Satan experiences, and like I said, it's pretty current, because one, I mean, I'm the first person to make. Yeah, I'm very toxic on purpose, because of life's experiences, and you know, it brought me to this point where I'm at now. You understand? As far as like my Satan and you know, the person that fucked me up,
damn,
that I just for one reason or another can't let go of, who might be sitting next to me, allegedly might be.
Damn, right, a legend.
You know, might be, like I said, but we're going to leave that to you know what it is. But you know, nowadays, like I said, life is a little different. You know, I tell people from the beginning, at least like see me, I give you the opportunity to choose what it is you want to get yourself involved with. I tell you, I'm like, listen, this is where I'm at.
Hello.
Don't think you could get in here. Well, he's nice. You're going to love me regardless. Just cause, not to toot my horn or pat myself on the back, whatever, but just because the way that I am naturally.
Hello.
And don't come in here thinking, oh, he's nice. He's going to change. We work on it late. No. You understand?
So what women have you dated as being the same, Patrick? What happened with your Satan experience? What females have you dated that gave you a Satan experience?
Well, there's a lot of Satan experiences, but there's only one that I really mattered or cared about. You know, it was the only person I ever loved in my life, who again might be sitting next to me, might be allegedly. Long story short, you know, my heart was broken. She's the only person I've ever submitted my everything to. And we broke up crying like a bitch for years.
So how did she do you like Satan though? I mean, what was the Satan?
Yeah, I was just asking, like, what did she do to make her your Satan? Like, she broke your heart, but what did she do to break your heart? She left you? She dumped you?
One of your partners?
Let's say she left me. Yes. She left me when I was...
She left you and got... Did she marry or did you friends?
Let me see it for you.
See, now you can't have her in the car. Oh, she got me. She's married. Oh, okay.
So you went from Satan to a godly figure.
Well, she in the car with him, so that's working out.
Hello.
Dating Satan. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help your ratings because this is.
Listen, and no face, no case. Don't even show her ring again. No face, no case. You never know who's watching. What are you thinking
about? Okay, no Abilene Glass, no speaker there. I live on the 5th floor. That's it. That 5th floor. It's not me.
So how long did you and her date?
About a year or so. I mean, it was instant. You know, sometimes you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was a feeling. Like, I'm a chemistry, I'm a feelings guy. Like, when I feel it, and it's hard. Like, I don't like anybody. Like, you could be attractive and like, oh, yeah, I fucking destroy her life. You know, it's different. Like when your souls touch and everything, huh?
Your microphone is echoing. I don't know if it's too loud or.
Yeah, you're echoing. It's echoing for me a little bit too.
Well, I turned it down. Is it still echoing?
No, you're good now. So, quick question: you said y'all had chemistry, but clearly she didn't feel a chemistry because she went and got married on you. So,
this is years after the fact. Okay. This is like a good 8-9 years after the fact.
Okay, wait, talk about. I got a question. And I ain't even my show. But look, I just saw a ring in the shot. And then I saw, like you said, some alleged and da da da. So my $1 million question is she married to somebody else?
Huh?
Is she married to somebody else?
Look at my finger.
Oh shit.
That part.
Let's talk about it.
So what else did she do to make you her Satan? Her your Satan? I'm curious. You play a player. You got him. So if she got to your heart and broke it, it had to be a lot.
No. Well, long story short, no. It's like she caught me at the time of my life where I was like, all right, you know what? Let me hang this shit up. Leave it to the young boys or whatever. Blah blah blah. And I actually tried, like as an adult, as a man, I actually like, all right, you know what? This is what we're gonna do. Boom. You know, and that was it. And we were on board and whatever the case may be. And I guess the timing was wrong. You know, she had other things going on in her life. And you know, maybe we should have waited, but we kind of, you know, and it just didn't happen. You understand? It wasn't the right time. Like I said, it's still all love. Her family love me. I love them. Same thing. You know, it's just like we're still one big, you know, happy. You know, we associate with each other well.
So she's back. She's back now.
Now, why you can't let her go? You like being her side nigga? I'm sorry, not side nigga. You like being her side dude. You like being her side dude.
I'm gonna tell you the God honest truth. The God honest truth. Okay. I will never allow myself to love anybody else the way that I love her.
Damn, you must have got some pussy last night too. You must be fresh out that pussy. Man, you crazy motherfucker.
Yes!
You
crazy motherfucker.
She put a ring on it. She put a ring on her finger for another nigga, and you still here, nigga? That pussy must be fire.
She got that gushy comeback pussy. Hey, for real, hey. For real.
Come on back. Come on back.
Really and truly, it's about more than it's beyond the pussy. Pussy is the plus.
Yeah.
Because that shit is like, you know, sprinkle crack on it, and like, let me borrow your VCR, crack, you know, all that shit. But yeah, again, you know, it's like,
bro.
Huh?
So, question: do you compare her to everybody you date? So, do you feel like everybody you date, they have to be on that level of y'all relationship with her? Does her relationship interfere with your new relationships?
No, it doesn't. What happens is, you know, again, God's honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm with somebody else and we're doing whatever we're doing and it's not working up, I have to close my eyes and imagine. And yes, it's her.
Wow. I'm impressed. She's impressed. You're a legend, psyche. So my question to you, is that your girl, main squeeze, side chick?
He's a side dude. That's obvious by that ring.
We're friends.
I've never met a side dude.
The benefits.
I've never met a side dude before. It's just, I'm an alpha male.
I've never met a side dude before.
I can't just to know somebody else is swimming in a pond is enough for me. I couldn't do it. I commend you, my friend. I commend you.
So how long have y'all been messing around, Patrick?
Huh?
How long have y'all been messing around? Because we're not gonna say date because she's, you know, we're just gonna say messing around.
2008 or 2012.
Damn.
Yeah. So do you tell anybody you date about her?
I don't tell anybody anything. That's nobody's business.
Right.
No, just because some guys are for, like, it's this one woman, I just took my heart and she did A, B, C, D, E. And if you're not doing A, B, C, D, E like she did, you probably won't have it.
Nope. That's some female shit. Y'all do that.
Yeah, for sure.
I love y'all. I love, you know, disrespect or whatever, but y'all do that. Not me. I don't.
He's taking this to the grave. He ain't got nothing to say to nobody. If you ain't there.
The past. That's it.
If you're not there to witness it, you ain't seeing nothing.
How long did it take you to get over the heartbreak of her getting married before you started talking to her?
No, she got married 9 years after we broke up.
Damn.
Yeah.
You held on. So do you plan to marry her at some point? Are you going
to take me to go over her? How long it took me to get over her? I didn't touch or talk to anybody for about 2 years.
Are you going to take her from her husband?
Am I going to take? No. I mean, if I could take her from somebody else, then she wasn't really his.
That's true. I get it. But I'm saying that, do you have any plans to break her union and make it more full time for yourself?
That's a discussion she and I have to have.
Yeah.
I'd say so yes.
What are you going to do? Are you currently dating or being somebody Satan currently?
He's
or being
somebody love of their life and
they mind. The first thing I said is I'm 100% toxic. I told you that. 101% toxic. Like a Dalmatian, toxic.
Damn.
That's going to lead to our next question for you guys. My next question is, what has been your experience being Satan in a relationship? So since you already said you toxic, and for people who hate the word toxic, we're going to use harmful, dangerous, so you're going to get in your feelings. What makes you toxic or dangerous, Patrick?
No, listen, okay? Let me tell you something. This is, again, I'm being very truthful, more truthful than usual. Usually I like to hold back, but right now I'm just spilling shit out. Oops, so fuck it, right? So the truth is, you know, I'll tell you, but like I said, I'll tell you the truth. That's one thing. I don't lie. Before I used to lie, I don't lie anymore. I'm brutally honest. You understand? And I'll tell you from the beginning, like, listen, okay? This is what is this is that you have no chance. We'll never move any whatever. If you decide to fuck me, whatever the case may be, we'll do what adults do and stuff like that, fine and good. But remember this conversation. And then 9 out of 10 times, everybody still got that. Oh, you know what? Fuck, let me just give this nigga some pussy. He gonna be, listen, I don't know who told you all that shit. And long story short, Patrick is gonna be Patrick. I had, like Liam Neeson, I have a special set of skills. and I'm just me. You know, I'm gonna take, if we're spending
time together, what's your special set of skills? What's your special set of skills?
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Can you teach me
that later? We're that's not the question. Excuse me, but
I'm just curious. What's your special set of skills? Clearly, is it in the bedroom or is it cooking? Is it what is it?
Well, I'm trying to tell you. I'm gonna, if you're with me, I'm gonna take care of you like you're mine, even if you're not mine.
You gonna take? Are you like fucking feeding financing?
Financing probably not, but if you're with me, you're covered. Okay. If you're with me, you're covered. If we're out somewhere, it's that, you'll never have to touch your pocket.
Damn. You know?
But you know, outside of that, if we're not in this, okay. Well, Henley, life is good. See you next time, I guess. Whatever. I could fuck you like I love you and not talk to you ever again.
Damn.
That's what I'm talking about.
She said, "I want to be fucked like that." Keesh, Rajneesh. Whoa.
No this feelings.
Man, this man is like he's a different type of guy for sure.
So I'm this is just an awkward question. So because you can fuck, I mean have sex really, you perform well. Do women offer to pay for your sex? Or you just, you know,
it's happened a lot. It's happened a lot.
Okay. I was just wondering what you're here fucking for free on that Drake stuff.
Not a lot of people
I shouldn't have to fuck for free.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's there, can I manage you?
No content on it.
And hey, bro, are you
certain posting like shit? Maybe I should.
Maybe, but bro. Not. Bro, are you looking for management? I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for management. Yeah. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Patrick, what has been your most recent experience or any experience that you've been Satan? Just give us a quick story.
Y'all been Satan?
Yeah, that you've been Satan.
Damn.
I mean, like I said, I have an ex who's clearly not over me. Who I, you know, I tell, like, listen, it's not happening anymore. Like, whatever. We could get up. You know who she is. You know? And although in my mind, I should stop, like, fucking with her. When we go on these trips and stuff, one thing always leads to another, and I end up doing the same thing, and it just brings her back in.
So you can't let go either.
No, I can let the fuck go. If I see
you. No. That don't sound like you can let go, too. That sound you're scared to bring her back in. But if you just said that you can fuck and then not talk to somebody, but yet you still fucking her.
It can sound
let go either.
Let me tell you something. You listening? It could sound however you want it, but this is me telling you. If I'm telling you, remember the brutally honest part. Oh, yeah. Sorry. 44.
So what do you do to her to make you Satan? What do you do? Do you lie to her? Do you cheat on her? Do you sell her
pipe dream? I don't lie. I don't sell no dreams.
Murder the pussy.
What I do is it's called time spent. That's it. That's what it's called.
And that makes you so Satan? Damn.
When you with her, you with her. When you ain't, you doing you. But she's only doing you, correct?
Yeah.
So in her mind, y'all dating serious or in a relationship, and your mind is like, when I'm with you, we having fun, and when I ain't, I'm having fun with whoever else. Pretty much.
Yep.
So EA, we're going to shoot you the same question. Ooh. When have you ever been Satan in a relationship?
I have to look back in the ancient history. I've lived my life as a stand-up individual. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the only way I would be Satan to a woman that it was, you know, that wanted me and I didn't want her. You know what I'm saying? I just used her for, you know, her bodily parts. So I was Satan because I was murdering her pussy and I didn't have no intentions on saving her. I wasn't planning on bringing her to the promised land. I was just trying to beat her up. Like Satan would be.
But do you tell women that when you first, like when you were single, did you tell women like, I'm not looking for nothing serious, so don't get no feelings attached?
No, I was crazy. I was a youngster. I didn't know better. I was just trying to play every game I could play. And my motto was just don't tell them nothing. Just like, you know, if they're not there, they don't need to know. Like they gotta, you know, you gotta be there to know. Like, you don't, I'm not snitching on myself. I'm not telling you about such and such. Ain't none of your business. Like, you need to know, or if you know, and if you ask me about something, you ask me if I'm dating Keish, then I would, if I'm dating Keish, I say, yeah, I'm dating Keish. But other than that, I'm not finna volunteer and pull up. You know I'm dating Keish, right? No, it's not. It's not that serious. Get this
Everybody
dick.
Everybody wanna date Keish.
Get this dick and let's move on.
So for me, I'm honest. Like, I'll tell a dude I'm dating Blase Blase's plea. I just got out of a relationship. We working out our relationship. Whatever the case may be. Because I'm gonna give you a choice. Because if you can't catch me up on nothing if I told you the truth. Righteous. So you like, that's why I'm real private about my personal life on Facebook, because I move how I move.
Most women are very honest in my research and studies. It's us men that usually everybody's not like my guy here. He's pretty transparent. It sounds like he definitely, and he's having life. He's having it his way for sure. He got multiple situations. He got rings on his finger, rings on. He's dick dancing everywhere. Like, God, teach me some moves, my man. I need to learn how to be like you when I get older.
You don't want to be like me.
Shit, it sounds like you living a good life. You got one in the passenger seat. You talking about the next one. And hey, I wish I could do it. I can't do it. My wife would kill me. We'll be dead.
How long you been married?
I've been married for, it'll be 13 this next chapter. Yeah. But we've been together.
I got a question for you fellas. I'm going to throw in another random question.
Yes.
Why do you think people always attach Satan to being a man?
Because they crazy. That's why. I think Satan is a woman and always have been. She's got to be crazy.
Why do you say that?
Because women make the world go round. Pussy is the strongest drug on earth. And most men will die. Most men will kill their mama for it, right? So that's the devil. That's the devil himself. That's got to be the devil. Man, pussy is the devil.
Let me tell you something. The reason for everything, pussy is the reason for everything. You go to the club,
you want some pussy. What? Some pussy.
Mm-hmm. Why you think pussy, getting free. Ladies' night. Ain't no such thing as no fucking guys' night.
Hello.
No. You know? Ain't no guys getting free unless it's Father's Day or some shit like that.
You ain't even coming here.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. Everything is all about women.
Yes.
Even though, like I said, you don't get this misconstruction. Oh, men run the world. Okay, men run the world, but they're being fucking strung along by women.
Yes. Absolutely. I agree.
It's serious. That's it.
Strongest drug on earth. Pussy.
Let me tell you another thing. I'm gonna tell you like this. This whole marriage thing, men don't want to get fucking married. That's a woman thing. Men get married. No, okay. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah. Okay? I'm married.
You know, the beginning of that thought starts with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the regular world, if a man could be a man and single and just fuck his rest of his life, multiple women, why the fuck would he stop?
He's triggering me right now. You're triggering me, bro.
What about it? So the most recent guy I dated, it was upfront that he's looking for a family and he wants to settle down and he's 40 and he wants to get married. And I'm like, I might not be your girl.
Mm-hmm.
For some women, marriage is an up and go. Some women don't know how to be by themselves. Some women feel like that completes them. I'm not that girl. If it happens, I'm complete by myself.
Why wouldn't you want a steady partner? Because this is interesting. Men, like he said, men are more designed to be like, fuck ever. I fuck a bitch forever. Don't worry about marriage. But women that I've dated, normally they always want to be hitched, committed, relationship. I ain't had a bunch of bitches that wanted to just be side bitches. All bitches I fuck with, they want to be my man.
It's not necessarily being a side chick. I just like to do me. I'm in my lane where I'm focused on my career. I'm focused on my kid. I love to travel. Most guys can't understand that. So I feel like I can't give a man what he properly deserves and a time and attention because I'm giving it to myself and my career and my kid. And if it works out where somebody understands, perfect. But I'm not a person that goes into every relationship where everybody I talk to, I look at him like he's gonna be my man, he's gonna be my husband. No, it's
so that's the problem.
If we make it 90 days, good. If we don't,
that's the problem. It's because, like we just mentioned, women are the strongest source, right? So if you go in with that attitude, then you making it harder for us men. Like, if you women was to hold out on your pussy and be more like, hey, nigga, you can have this pussy.
Delete that whole segment.
You know what I'm saying? Make a motherfucker. I'm not going. Make a motherfucker earn the pussy.
It's not negative energy. Don't hold out. Fuck that shit.
Listen, women I'm not about to hurt you for a year and your dick be trash. Then I'm mad. Like, I done wasted all these coochie coupons. I wasted these coochie coupons for some trash ass dick. Nah. Damn. Not gonna do it. Nah, I'm not doing a Steve Harvey, okay?
So the strongest
Steve
part
Harvey
of
the relationship registered for me.
So are you saying the strongest part of a relationship is sex then?
No, for me, it's someone who understands where I'm at in my career and where I'm going, who's supportive, who understands that I'm a socialite. I like to be out. This is kind of being social helps every part of my business.
So what if you found somebody that was all about that, but his dick was trash?
Then she cheated on him.
No, you know what? I've had relationships where, because I cared about them emotionally, it was an emotional connection, the sex was just great. Mm-hmm. And it was just because the emotions was there. So if we connect on an emotional level, like I've had big dicks that's super trash. They didn't know how to work them. I've had little dicks that was like, yes, daddy. And I had emotions for both.
Yeah.
But before I had emotions, it was like, they're still trash big dicks and great little dicks.
Yeah, I think sex is an emotional section. You got to have some kind of emotions for a person. Size does not matter. It's not even had nothing to do with size. It's just chemistry for me.
Well, women think size matter. And I tell people all the time, they be like, what? I like small dicks. Mm-hmm. That's my preference. I like to keep my walls. So everybody's different. A lot of females are big on size. For me, I like them small to average.
Well,
I need these walls clean.
I don't think there's a dick big enough to really handle a real pussy. Babies come out of pussy. So and ultimately, in the real world, ain't no dick can do nothing to no real pussy. Like, at the end of the night, you got to be like King Kong because babies came out. Remember that. So it has to be a mental connection. It has to be something else. It's not the size for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know because I ain't never seen another nigga dick. So I don't know. I don't look at niggas dick. I look at only mine. So, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been told I was little or big or nothing. I was just always told that my energy is perfect. I know how to work the energy. You know what I'm saying? It's all about energy for me. So
you got any more, Patrick, got anything else you want to say before I wrap it up?
No, I mean, you know me. I'm open in book. I told you I'm currently living the Satan life.
Patrick, I need your email, bro. I need you on my show. I got a show called Therapy that I'm developing. You'll be perfect guest for me, bro. I love
it. Sure. I mean, that's it. Info at my website, bypatrickomar.com.
Okay. Just I'm going to find you, bro. I'm going to set up a time. I need you. And Keish, and I need you too.
Yeah, I'm therapy. Here.
Yes, I want to talk to both of y'all individually.
We're gonna wrap up today's first show, season one, episode one, date and say a guy's perspective. So today we learned that some men are open about being Satan, and some women choose to go in those situations thinking that eventually he will change or that they're that special. And it's obvious, as Patrick has stated, like, no, first of all, you can't change a grown man.
No, yeah, I mean, men change.
He is who he is. Yeah. And then we have Eric, who's been a godly man who's never employed toxic behavior, and he handled it a lot better. We'll just use that. And it gives you a perspective that there are some good guys out here who want to be married, who want to have a family, who want to, develop and grow with somebody. Him and his wife have a podcast, The Allens, that they're doing together. So all guys aren't Satan. So ladies, I know a lot of people say, is there dogs? All men are toxic. I don't want a man anymore. Man ain't shit. No, maybe it's you. Maybe it's you choose the wrong man. Maybe you got poor pussy management. Maybe you looking for something that you don't deserve, or you might be set. So you're getting somebody that doesn't deserve you. Or let's be honest, you a strong 5 and you want a 10, and it ain't gonna work.
Hello.
So we're gonna wrap up this episode. We're gonna wrap up this episode. Follow Dating Satan on Instagram at dating_Satan. Follow us on Twitter at Dating Satan 1, the number 1. Follow us on Instagram. I already get Instagram. You have to edit it out. We're going to Dating Satan. I'm going to start. Dating Satan on Instagram is Dating underscore Satan. Twitter is Dating Satan, the number one. Follow us on Facebook. The business page is just Dating Satan. And also the Dating Satan Facebook group is very entertaining.
Yes.
It's a lot of controversial topics. It's enlightening. So again, Dating Satan 2, the group on Facebook. I am Keisha Keish Carr. Please don't follow me on my personal page, but on all my business pages, feel free to follow me. EA, can you give your social media before we go?
EA the Genius, IG. You can find me there. Facebook, I got a page with my wife, Eric and Taliba Allen. That's where we talk about our podcast topics. And outside of that, man, you can find me anywhere. Anywhere you see Analyze This Topic, make sure you subscribe, like, and share.
And Patrick.
Yep.
Your social media contact. The
on
main
Instagram
one.
And Facebook. Yeah, no. On Instagram and Facebook is Patrick Omar Crooks. My website is bypatrickomar.com.
Damn.
My other website, smackcocktails.com. I'm on SoundCloud, DJ Patrick Omar. Let's see, what else is there? Because I know I got a lot of stuff. I'm trying to make sure I don't forget.
Okay, well,
we're coming back.
Next week we're going to bring in the females. We're going to do the same show from a female perspective, dating from a female's perspective. We'll actually have a special guest co-host with me to talk to females from a guy's perspective and chime in with Dating Satan and engage in conversation with our female panel next week in our next episode, season one, episode two, Dating Satan from a female's perspective. And don't forget to follow us on YouTube as well, Dating Satan. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to my special guest, EA and Love Patrick you. Omar. Have a great one.
Yes, sir.